بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we were talking about Salah and how the Salah is a conversation between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his slave, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to the slave when he prays and when he reads Surah Al-Fatiha in Salah. I remind myself anew about the Sahih Hadith, which is in Sahih Muslim, narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. And the Hadith is, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال عن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال قال الله تعالى قسمت الصلاة بيني وبين عبدي نصفين ولعبدي ما سأله فإذا قال العبد الحمد لله رب العالمين قال الله تعالى حمدني عبدي وإذا قال الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى أثنى علي عبدي وإذا قال مالك يوم الدين قال مجدني عبدي وقال مرة فوض إلي عبدي فإذا قال إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين قال هذا بيني وبين عبدي ولعبدي ما سأله فإذا قال اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قال لعبدي ولعبدي ما سأله. This means as follows. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu reported that Rasulullah said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I have divided the prayer, and in this case, by the words prayer is meant Surah Al-Fatiha, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I have divided the prayer, qasamtu salata bayni wa bayna abdi nisfayni. I have divided the prayer between myself and my slave into two halves, and my slave shall have what he has asked for. And when the slave says, all praise and all thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Rabb of the Alameen, the creator, the sustainer, the maintainer, the protector of all that he has created of the worlds, Allah says, my slave has praised me. So when the person is saying Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is responding to that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, my slave has praised me. And then when he says Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the most gracious, the most merciful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, my slave has exalted me. And when the slave says Malik Yawm Ad-Din, the master of the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, my slave has glorified me and my slave has submitted to me. And when he says, you alone we worship, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is between me and my slave, and my slave will have whatever he has asked me for. When he says, guide us to the straight path of those whom you have favored and not those who went astray, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is for my slave, and my slave will have what he has asked for. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself anew, let us reflect on this beautiful hadith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the best of rewards and with the highest stations with him, which we cannot even imagine. The beauty of this deen is the reality of it. It is the fact that it is real, it is here, it is not an imaginary thing, it is not a, it's not merely a philosophy, it's not a mythology, it is not an imagination, it's not in somebody's imagination. This is the actual fact. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lives, he is alive and he is established. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Sami'ul Basir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who hears and the one who sees in a way that suits His majesty and grace, which has nothing to do with, and it's not like the way we see or we hear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears and sees completely and totally, and He sees and hears that which we cannot possibly see and hear, which is hidden from us, which is what is in the hearts and minds of people. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ensure that everything in our hearts and minds is in accordance with what He has ordered, and that we do not even think or feel something which has the potential to be displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this hadith, in this beautiful hadith, we are looking at the issue of the salah and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to the slave when he recites Surah Al-Fatiha. Now, if you see this here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is responding to every single ayat of Surah Al-Fatiha one by one. And this is why when we read about the way Rasulullah s.a.w. is to pray, we have the hadith of Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, who mentioned this, and also Umm Salma radiallahu anha mentioned this, that Rasulullah s.a.w. used to, one, he used to elongate, when he used to recite, he used to elongate the names and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu. And he would recite slowly and in a beautiful way. And in Surah Al-Fatiha especially, he would do this also generally in other surahs, but in Surah Al-Fatiha especially, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite each single ayah by itself, and then he would stop, and then he would read the next ayah. He wouldn't stop for long periods, but he would stop between the, you could, when you heard his recitation, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant a day when we will actually hear the recitation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you could make out clearly, this is where this ayat ends, and this is where the next ayat begins. So he would not say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm Al-Din. No, he would say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm Al-Din. And the reason for this is because he would then think about and he would visualize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responding. It is almost like hearing the response of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this. So it is important also to remember that, and when we are praying and when we are reciting Surah Al-Fatiha, try to do this. Try to recite Surah Al-Fatiha one ayat at a time. Don't read the ayat continuously. If somebody reads it, or if you read it at some point in time, it is not haram, it is not a sin, but the best way is to do things, especially our ibadat, and of course everything else also, in the way that Rasulullah ﷺ did it. When we have that information, when we know how he did it, and we also know that how he did it is the way that Allah likes it, we know that is the best way. Nobody can claim to do anything better than how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did it. So why would you want to do it in a way which is guaranteed to be less beneficial and less virtuous? So let us try to follow the deen fully and completely in a way that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this case, if you see the response, and I will send you the hadith along with this for the reminders, you can read it. You can see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned these things and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is responding. So for each ayat, Allah is responding. So for each one, if we visualize this and say, Subhanallah, this is my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is responding to what I am reading. And it is such a wonderful thing that we say, Alhamdulillah, that we have a beautiful religion where our Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu not only listens to us, but he also responds to us. Each of these ayat, then think about this. And if you say, we'll come to that in the next reminder, inshallah. But for the moment now, bring this sense of awareness into yourself. As we stand in salah, let us, when we read Surah Al-Fatiha, let us bring this awareness that I'm standing before my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. He is seeing me, he is listening to me, he is aware that I am standing before him. And when I am reading Surah Al-Fatiha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is responding to what I am saying ayat by ayat. And then think about whatever else surah you recite, that Allah also is listening to that. And remember, this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself sent. So what we are reading in Salah is actually the word of Allah. We are repeating Allah's words back to him. And how much of an awe and how much of reverence there should be in us to just know this, that I am not just saying something, I'm not reciting poetry, I'm not saying something which is just nice and good and in praise. I am actually repeating what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu himself said. This is the magnificence of and glory of the Quran al-Kareem. I ask Allah to bring this sense of the awe and majesty of the Quran into our hearts. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رحمن الرحيم.